Exclusive, Kirk Cameron, Protecting Our Kids Requires Not Allowing Cross-Dressing Men to Tell Our Children Stories. By Robert Krajicek on March 23, 2023. Actor Kirk Cameron, author of the children's book As You Grow, said on Thursday's edition of the Breitbart News Daily podcast with host Alex Marlowe that creating a moral future for America's children requires protecting them from cross-dressing men pushing left-wing sexual ideologies marketed as drag queen story hour. Cameron remarked, "If we want to see the future look like the kind of place we grew up in, or our grandparents grew up in, we need to start investing in planting seeds today that will grow into these future trees of liberty and blessing for our kids. One of the ways we do that is by being the ones who tell them these stories. Not allowing cross-dressing men to tell our children stories that lead our kids in a different direction," he added. Last week, Cameron hosted a children's book reading in Fayetteville, Arkansas. One of the featured books, Elephants Are Not Birds, relays a naturalistic and essentialist understanding of sexual dimorphism. The book's promotional description reads, "Brave Books and Ashley St. Clair have partnered together to tackle the intense topic of gender in our book Elephants Are Not Birds, which follows the story of an elephant named Kevin. Most can see that there is a distinct difference between an elephant and a bird, but in this story, we'll see that even those lines are blurred when the lies of Culture the Vulture are accepted as truth. Culture the Vulture convinces Kevin that his ability to sing is one that only birds have, so logically this means that he is a bird. The lies and logic from Culture the Vulture parallel what our culture is attempting to feed the youth of today. The story Elephants Are Not Birds arrives at a similar conclusion society will arrive at when it comes to the idea of gender identity, boys are not girls and elephants are not birds." The book reading was attended in protest by trans activists, who were men dressed in drag. Cameron described his recent work as an author and organizer of book readings for children as a moral endeavor in opposition to the wickedness of left-woke ideology. "There's a lot at stake," he said, "and I want to do everything I can in the time I've been given to uproot as much evil that I'm able to." He cautioned concerned Americans against apathy. "Men love to build worlds, and you can either build good ones, or you can build bad ones," he remarked. "If you stay out of the game, I think you get depressed. I think that we're made to serve people, and sitting on the couch just watching Fox News, or whatever it is, crying in your Chick-fil-A soup, waiting for somebody else to rescue you is not a good plan." The current cultural malaise, Cameron concluded, is part of a divine plan. He stated, "I believe that this cultural setback that we've been experiencing is really a divine setup for a national comeback led by the family of faith. Come to these events," Cameron urged. "Start your own brave story hour. Do something. Go to a board meeting. Read their stories to your children. Pray. Get involved, because the good guys win, the bad guys lose, every time." He concluded, "You've just got to stick around long enough to see the end of the story. And God is still writing our story here in America." Related watch, huge crowd attends reading of faith-based children's book despite library's attempt to stop event. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.